AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Biden is sworn in tomorrow as president. Today, some of his cabinet choices are on Capitol Hill for nomination hearings. Homeland Security Secretary nominee Alejandro Mayorkas spoke of being brought to this country as an immigrant child.
The love for this country that I learned from my parents only made the January 6th attack on our Capitol all the more horrifying.
Mayorkas says he would ensure the terror felt that day at the Capitol will not happen again. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen the nation needs economic relief now.
It is very important to focus efforts on pandemic relief. Now is not the time to enact a laundry list of liberal structural economic reforms.
Yellen says Congress needs to do more to fight off a pandemic recession. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says a way to unify the country is to look at the numbers from the November election.
Joe Biden won the election fair and square. And as long as we continue to pretend like the lie is something other than a lie, the nation will be divided.
The AP's Julie Pace reports this has been an unusual end to President Trump's term in office.
We haven't had a face-to-face meeting or a phone call or any real contact between the outgoing president and the incoming president. It's only in the last week or so that Trump has even acknowledged that Joe Biden is going to become president.
A source tells the AP President-elect Biden plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one. A panel of experts commissioned by the World Health Organization is criticizing China and other countries for not moving fast enough to stop the initial outbreak of the coronavirus and questioned whether the WHO should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. A California sheriff's deputy has died, another deputy injured, following a chase and shootout that also left a suspect dead. This is AP News. On the front lines in the fight against the coronavirus is not only doctors and nurses, but hospital chaplains.
Hi, this is Chaplain Ann at Holy Cross. I'm so sorry.
Ann Dowshi is a chaplain at Holy Cross Medical Center in Los Angeles.
We try to kind of reframe what a miracle is. Sometimes it's living another day. Sometimes it's a patient opening their eyes.
But there was one day last week, 11 people died at the hospital from the coronavirus. Chaplain Kevin Deegan had trouble sleeping that night.
I just kept hearing the voices of both of the families on the iPad, screaming, crying, asking me why. So I could hear their voices, I could see their faces as I was going to sleep at night.
Deegan says he doesn't know how he survives this emotional turmoil. Ed Donahue, AP News.